33 on Thursday, the 3rd of November, and this is Design Commission. No, I'll be on vacation in November. That's why I'm thinking forward. No, it's still just October. October 3rd, 2019. And we are almost all here. Commissioner Jessica Molinar will be joining us shortly. Let's begin with introductions from Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today. If you would read your names into the record, please.
Brian Tierney.
Laura Duvall.
Stacy Monroe.
Tim Herron.
Excellent. And members of the commission who are here today?
Zoe Santner.
Brian McCarter.
Chandra Robinson.
Don Vallister.
And I'm Julie Livingston. And as I said, we will be joined shortly by Jessica Molinar. So commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and the function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has had a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So we have a very full agenda this afternoon. We are beginning with a training for the design overlay zoning amendments testimony management. That will take us until about 2:30. So if you are here for the design advice request for the River Place Central City Master Plan, know that you have a good hour before we will begin that. And if you are here for the design advice request for Live Nation at Zidell Yards, 5 o'clock, best case. We will be starting that at 5 o'clock. So that in fact is today's agenda, a briefing followed by two design advice requests. And with that, I don't think that we need Commissioner Molinar in order to begin the briefing. So I'm going to suggest that we go ahead and get started. And Stacy Monroe is the planner who has been working on DOZA, and she is here to introduce it.
Great, thank you. Good afternoon. I'm actually going to turn the mic over to Sandra Wood with Bureau of Planning and Sustainability.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Sandra Wood. I'm with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I'm a principal planner there, and my role is several roles. I am the manager for the code development team, which the design overlay zone amendments is under my team. But I also wear a different hat in the Bureau, which is being staffed to the Planning and Sustainability Commission. And I'm kind of wearing both of those hats today because we'll be bringing forward, we've published the amendments that we're proposing to the zoning code for the design overlay zone. And we have published new design standards and new design guidelines that will apply outside Central City. And we'll be bringing that forward to both commissions. That is the Design Commission for hearings and for the design guidelines and the zoning code amendments, which go to the Planning and Sustainability Commission for hearings. Early on, we decided to do joint hearings between the two commissions. So I wanted to be here today to introduce myself to some of you that I haven't met before. And I'll be kind of your liaison between the two commissions and your host, if you will, for these meetings, because I have a great group of staff who are working, like Stacy and Phil and Laura, that you'll meet some at another briefing. And we're all working together, but if you have any needs for this project moving forward, certainly let me know and we'll try to accommodate those needs. Stacy, I think, distributed a document that has some blue dates on it. It's called the DOZA Hearing Works Session Sequence. Working with two commissions, as you can imagine, there's a lot of logistics around working with two commissions. So we have met with the staff has met with the officers, with Jessica and Julie and the officers from the PSC to talk about this sequence and how the commissions are going to be working in tandem together, sometimes independently, sometimes together. The big takeaways here is that we really have a 5 to 6 month journey together together to get recommendations from both of the commissions before we take those recommendations to City Council. So that's one takeaway. I wanted to let you know that this is a moment in time to kind of acknowledge that. The second is that we have a joint briefing scheduled next Tuesday. So I wanted to thank this commission for moving to the Planning and Sustainability Commission time slot, which is the Tuesday afternoon. So October 8th from 12:30 to 2:30. That's when staff will present all of the work that we have done and what the our proposal to the commissions are. And you can see there on your sheet how much time we're planning on devoting to each of the topics. And then the public hearing for this project will be on October 22nd in the evening, and we've reserved 3 hours for that. So we look forward to hearing from the public their testimony at that time. And then the commissions will really separate do their work separately until about... and I'm not going to go line by line through this until about January, where we'll have another check-in with the officers from both commissions to see where each commission is before we take our recommendation, before you do your final amendments and recommendations to City Council. So if you have any questions about that, certainly let me know, or I'm sure Stacy has been, you know, hand in hand with us for all of this, and your officers also.
You raised I'm interrupting. You raised a very good point, and that is that we have a first-term commission for the most part, and there are probably a couple of commissioners that have not been to a DOZA briefing or interacted with DOZA in any substantive way in the past. And I'm thinking probably Commissioner McCarter and Commissioner Robinson, but everybody else here has been through at least one DOZA briefing and is familiar with the DOZA process? Okay. So, Brian, Chandra, if you have questions as we move through, stop the clock and ask. Okay. Please. Thank you. Yeah.
And to that end, we did schedule, well, it's not scheduled yet, but we put here on this schedule an optional meeting that, I mean, we're really here to serve you so that you can understand what the proposal is and the ins and outs. And as we've been talking to the public about it, we realize how complicated design review is, the two-track system especially. You're used to the discretionary track, but there's a clear and objective track, how those work together. So we are more than willing to meet with you individually, or we could set, we have put here an optional meeting for design overlay zone in practice where we can get commissioners from both commissions together to talk about the nitty gritty of like, how does this really work? I heard this in testimony. How does, you know, what part of the proposal does that lie in, et cetera. So I put a placeholder there and certainly let us know if you want to take advantage of that. So that's just an overview, introduction to where we're going to go in the next 5 to 6 months. The Planning and Sustainability Commission, we have moved to an online portal, which my colleague here, Derek Miller, is here to give you an overview for. So for all of our projects going to the Planning Commission or going to City Council, we use this map app tool where members of the public can directly input their testimony, and it can be viewed by anybody in real time. So this was something that the public had asked us about, like how much testimony have you received? What kind of testimony have you received? And it's one of our steps to making our processes more transparent. And Derek and his team have been at the helm of developing this tool. And we wanted to share two things with you today. One was, what does the public see when they go to this portal for entering testimony? And the second, kind of switching roles here, you as commissioners, how will you be getting the testimony that you'll need to be reviewing and considering as part of your deliberations for the new design citywide design guidelines that we're proposing? So with that, I'll hand it off to Derek for this overview.
Thank you, Sandra. Do I need to speak into this microphone?
Yes, turn it on. Closer.
Hello?
Pull it closer to you.
Hello?
Yeah.
There it is. Thank you. Good afternoon. As Sandra mentioned,
I'm here to give you a quick overview of the MAP app and the public testimony platform that we use to collect testimony on planning proposals going before the Planning and Sustainability Commission, City Council, and now the Design Commission as well. What you see in front of you, do you see this on your screens as well?
Yes.
Yep. So in front of you, you see the landing page for the MAP app. So all of our communications about our proposals will drive traffic to this page. When you land on this page, you'll see the active proposals. Currently, there are five. The one that you're most interested in is the design overlay amendments proposal. You can also see, for those that are interested, some of the adopted proposals that have also gone through this tool and platform in the past. By selecting this proposal, you go to a map of the proposal. Each of these proposal maps differ based on the proposal themselves. Design overlay amendments project primarily focused on the D overlay. What this is designed to do is to give you a high level overview of some of the proposals, recommendations, and policies that are in play. We've got a project timeline. We've got a link to the document itself. So in this case, a number of volumes of PDFs. A short description of the project, the link to the project website, but most importantly, the map of where these proposals are in effect, and also the ability to select properties and to get high-level summary, if you will, of how these proposals are going to affect a specific property. You can also search by address. I'm not familiar of any addresses that are directly affected by this.
1900 Southwest 4th.
Oh, there we go.
Sure.
How convenient. So as a property owner or resident or interested party in a parcel, you can search for your own address and see how you're affected there. You can provide testimony on a selected parcel. So you see this button in the upper right-hand corner. It notes that testimony, if I click this button, is being submitted in reference to the selected parcel. You could also deselect this parcel and submit testimony on the proposal itself. You'll get a different experience in the testimony submitter based on how you arrive at it. So if you arrive at it from the general project overview, you'll notice there is no map here. If someone were to arrive from a selected project or parcel,
Southwest.
Oh, yeah. Let's just click on it. you'll notice that there is a map there. Live demos, they always go great. So this allows the user, references the parcel that they are submitting their testimony upon. So we have some basic information about the testifier. Testifiers also have the ability to attach files to their testimony, up to three PDFs or images. Content of the testimony is submitted, and testimony goes to the public testimony reader. So this application here, which can also be arrived at by this Read Public Testimony link in the upper right-hand corner of the MAP app, is where you will be spending the majority of your time reviewing testimony for the DOZA project. Currently, there is one piece of testimony, so you can review it very quickly. There could be many more. You can also search by keywords if you're interested in density. For example, if you know someone's name, I believe this is the gentleman who submitted one piece of testimony for the DOZA project. the testimony reader will filter this testimony. So since there's only one piece of testimony for the DOZA project, we'll go to Better Housing by Design, which is currently at City Council. The list is filtered for that proposal. You can select a piece of testimony. It's presented to you. You can scroll through, click through testimony about. This is, you're clicking through the same list that you saw on the filtered view of all the testimony. If a attachment was submitted along with the testimony, it's presented for you. If the testimony was submitted about a specific property, you'll see a map. I don't know how far we'll have to go to find a map. There's one. The map will also show testimony that is submitted within a quarter mile radius of the selected parcel as well. You can also expand that list and see those pieces of testimony. So if there's a clustering of interest or testimony, that's another way to find that. You might notice that as I'm clicking through these pieces of testimony, there's a number here that's increasing. So the application is remembering that I've read these. So I have a read and an unread list as well. You might also notice that I'm not currently signed in. That's why the sign in button is here. So if you choose to sign in, and this is open to anyone with a PortlandOregon.gov account, not a city account, not an employee account. So I'll put in a non-city account here. You gain the ability to create what we've called lists, which you can think of as folders or labels that you can assign a testimony, much like for those of you who use Gmail, you might organize your emails. And this is a tool or a feature of a tool to just help you better organize testimony for yourself. So you'll see here, I pre-created a couple lists. I've got housing, miscellaneous, bikes. I can create more. I can delete lists. As I'm going through reading testimony, if I see a piece of testimony that I want to come back to, I can start. If it is a piece of testimony that relates to a subject matter of interest to me, I can add it to a list. Let's say it's about a bike. I can put it there. So now, if I want to go back to the piece of testimony, I've tagged it for myself. And so now this list of testimony is filtered by a predefined subject that I've defined for myself. And these lists they're personal. They're not shared. No one else can see your list. It's just a tool for you. I do believe that's about it for the testimony reader.
Just because I'm thinking of a couple of things. As you see on the left-hand side of our active proposals, so as Derek said, it's DOZA that you'd probably be most interested in. Of course, you can read all the other testimony of all the other projects that we have going on, but that's where you would want to start. I suspect that the most of the testimony you will receive as a commission will be, both commissions will not be site-specific. It'll just be about the zoning code rules, about the thresholds or the new design guidelines. So we probably won't have as much map interaction or map-specific. We are proposing in DOZA to remove the de-overlay from single-dwelling zone sites, so we might see some of those appearing and people's testimony about that, because that has to do with the map. And one of the things we decided was that both commissions should hear all the testimony before you start deliberating. But if you had to prioritize, of course, it would be the testimony about the guidelines themselves, and probably the standards, too, because we're really trying to keep the standards and guidelines aligned. So it'll help you understand where the Planning Commission is going with the standards, too.
Any questions about any of the tools?
I have a question about, I think the screen you were on maybe before this one, with the notes. What is that? Is it like the star option? You just keep your notes about particular testimony?
Yes. So this is a note about this piece of testimony. It is a personal note.
Okay, so then you have... So then it only shows up when you open up this particular piece of testimony.
That's correct.
Okay.
And only for that commissioner, right? It's their own working notes.
Yes, that's also correct.
Not on the public interface.
Correct. So if I were to sign out,
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
How about people who come and publicly testify?
Yes, ma'am.
And they haven't used this.
What that happens? Is a great question. So these hearings are videoed, the PSC hearings, and the videographers provide us with a file that contains the testifier's name and the timestamp of when they started testifying. That video is uploaded to YouTube, and then this application will take that file provided by the videographer and do a batch upload. So you'll notice in this list, if we scroll down, you'll see some icons that denote that it is a piece of video testimony.
The hearing for this project was just yesterday, so you'll have to go back to way back in,
right.
in 28, yeah, somewhere in there.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I see. Okay. So the different icon. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And what is convenient about this is that the video will start at the time of this person's testimony, so you don't have to watch from the beginning. It'll jump to wherever that person started speaking.
Right. Thank you.
It's a really good website.
No. But you can look at the meeting. So there's a few things when your hearing is on October 22nd. And because that was on a PSC date, we're following the PSC's processes. One, which is video recording it and putting it on YouTube. So if you miss the October 22nd meeting, instead of going in here and clicking and clicking and clicking, you could just watch the whole video, which would probably be more useful to you because then you'll have the conversation between commissioners too. So that's what I would recommend for October 22nd. If you're not here in person, is to watch the video and then you don't have to go through all of these individually.
And we do that by going to the commission's site? Or
yes.
we will not use this.
Right.
We'll probably get a link to it.
Okay. Yes, and we can definitely send you a link. And that's probably the best way to catch up on that meeting as a whole instead of doing it this way.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
And I don't think there's any other videos that you would need to catch up on.
What about the briefing?
The briefing is also on October 8th, is also recorded, live streamed, and on YouTube. So that would be another great thing to catch up on, and Stacy highly recommends it.
Because we only have 4 commissioners attending on the 8th,
right.
And we do have 2 commissioners that aren't don't have the background with DOSA, that I will send you a link that afternoon so that you could watch it. And it's not going to be, it'd be an hour, maybe hour and a half. Watch it and listen to it so that you can get caught up in time for the 22nd hearing.
Tracy, am I signed in to attend that day? Do you know?
You are not signed up to attend a next Tuesday. However, you have, I believe you have confirmed the 22nd.
I cannot 22nd, but I can on the 8th.
Okay, we'll talk after.
The big thing is we want to make sure that we have a quorum on October 22nd for both commissions.
Uh-huh. We do.
Because that's the public's opportunity to influence you and let you know what they think of our proposal.
And Sandra and I were just speaking about when is the opportune time to access this tool versus because comments will be coming in constantly up until the 22nd. So we're going to have a discussion next week and we'll let you know when the best time would be because you don't want to be checking it constantly because you have other duties and jobs. And then perhaps there is a way that they're at a certain time they're tagged or organized by the Bureau,
topic, yeah.
But by topic that might help you just ease your review of them. And then you'll also need to consider oral testimony. So we're gonna huddle and we'll give you some feedback next week on how to best utilize the tool.
Okay, very good. Any other questions for us?
And the way to get really, I use Safari, let's say. I just type in portlandmaps.com and then BPS/BPS/testimony. That's how I get on the site?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I would, not to speak for Sandra or Stacy or any BDS staff, but I would assume that they could provide an email or a document that has links to these two tools. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Any other questions?
If not, before we leave DOSA, I have a few items, if you don't mind.
You bet.
Staff also handed out with the matrix of the upcoming DOZA process a copy of staff's administrative improvements. It's been updated.
Thank you.
So I know you have a lot of material. I know you have the documents themselves, but this captures all the work we've been doing over the past couple of years that's been non-legislative improvements to the process within the hearings room and with applicants and participants. So I wanted you to have a copy of it because it is referenced in the DOZA report. That is Appendix A. You were not provided Appendix B, C, or D of the report. If you find that you want it, it is online. You can contact me. I'd be happy to give you a link to it. But that information isn't as critical to the report itself. So I wanted to highlight that. And then I can reach out to those that are planning on attending and confirm attendance for next week, and I'll be sure to send out links to that video for those who will not be participating. I think that's it.
Thank you, Stacy. Commissioners, before we leave DOZA entirely, the package that we received last week, the 8.5 by 11, came with a cover memo from Laura Lillard and Phil Namini. And that memo references some letters that we have provided in the past with our comments, our response to DOZA. And I brought hard copies of those. I'm just going to pass them around so that everybody has these letters because they do a good job of putting the memo from Laura and Phil into context.
That's great. That's what I was going to ask them, if we could have those letters. So.
Okay. Anything else for DOZA? That's it? Thank you very much for the briefing.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we will take a very short break.